MadeInAmericaStore.com. That's where you go to find everything we're talking about, Mr. Mark Andahl, and the support of over 500 American family-owned businesses. And I want to jump to Channel Lock because this is a great story, Mark. You got them to change three screws.
Yeah.
Who would thought three little screws would make a difference? But 100% American made, 100%, and three little tiny screws that aren't makes it not 100%.
Right. You know, and Channel Lock's a great company, Rami, 300 employees strong out of Pennsylvania. And we met them when we opened April 2010, as they came. But we looked at Channel Lock because it was a well-known tool. My dad's 80 years old, grew up, he taught me a lot working with their hands, an iron worker. But Channel Lock did, they have a lot of products that are made in America. The Federal Trade Commission, remember, allows 50% made in America, 51% foreign. Then you can bear the label made in America. But we're 100%. So Channel Lock went and changed a couple screws. We've got a bunch of Channel Lock products. Everyone isn't 100%, but in our store, they're 100%. Rami, the story with the screwdriver, at first, 7 years ago, they didn't have one. I said, Channel Lock still don't make a screwdriver. But I'm proud to say after 3 years, me picking on them, they make a screwdriver now.
And you know what's fun about that is when for Rosie's 30th year anniversary, we are going to sell the 7 essential hand tools every homeowner must have. And we're going to have a 30-year limited edition set. All the proceeds are going to go to our nonprofits. And in that set is going to be the Channel Lock plier included. I have a voicemail that came in yesterday from the local Channel Lock dealer, Mr. Mark Lewis, for the state of Arizona. But you had mentioned when we were talking earlier that y'all would wholesale that to us, and we're going to have to because we don't know what we're going to – I mean, we may sell 5 tools. We may sell 5,000. We have no idea. We've never done this before, but it's going to be fun and part of our 30-year.
Right.
But the setup cost and what we're learning to be a distributor for a lot of these, the minimum order for Channel Lock is 3,000. That's doable. The minimum order for Stanley is 50,000. And you've got to be able to sell 15,000 in accessories to keep your – so we're now working with wholesalers and distributors who can meet that volume so we can have these American-made products available right to our Arizona homeowners. So you're going to be a big part of our 30-year anniversary in getting the 7 essential hand tools every homeowner must have into Arizona homes.
Yeah, that's an awesome project. I really, compliment you on that. And, you bring that up, Rami. So we start this crazy idea. They said at first to Made in America Store, I call it passion, and we love our country. There's no doubt. But this is a 35-year mistake. But what you're talking about, we vet our products into our distribution. So we became a distribution house. And we can break a case for you. We can sell you 5. We can sell you 50. And it helps a lot of mom and pops. And that's where our designated store-in-store idea comes from, too. I just want to bring that up because just what you're going through, people don't have to buy a semi-load of toilet paper. They can buy a case from me.
And it doesn't stop at the tool. You make sure the packaging, the glue, the cardboard, the wrapping, all American made.
Yeah, a vendor has to, they usually call up or they go to our website and get a hold of us. Rob Whalen, my buyer, he runs a certification department. But, if you got a new product, first we tell you, hey, you've got your product's got to be made in America by Americans with American components. It's got to be 100%. Sometimes that causes a hang-up. I mean, they hang up, they're done. They don't want to deal with us. But we don't. We hold strong to it. And then if they say, no, we want to go forward, they've got to fill out a letter of authenticity, 4 letters. They have a product form we have. And then we have a letter of authenticity, which requires them to put all the components and where they're from on their letterhead. And then we ask them to do a certificate of compliance to make sure everything they're stating is true. So, and then they do a 1099 that states where their business is or in New York State or Arizona or wherever. So it's a pretty thorough, and then we police it. If they change on us, we say, hey, that wasn't the deal. You're now out of our store. So it's pretty neat. It takes a lot of time, I will say that.
I bet. But, it's and then y'all put in the time for that. Now it's up to the consumer to do their part and spend their money with American-made products. I mean, that.
Yeah, and a lot of them in the beginning thought we were crazy, but then they change parts and components to be in our store now. And that's awesome because now you've taken something. Now you're starting to, there's a new act coming out called the American Made in America Act, which I'm getting behind it. It's going to, they want to turn it into a law for towns and states. and communities to buy, participate, do your part, buy Made in America, and make it a law for our leaders. And I think a percentage of that is excellent. We want 50-50 fair trade. And I think we're, you know, this new Made in America Act, I want to get behind, and we're going to help it become law.
And I'm looking on your website right now, and when I was thinking this morning driving in, I'm like, we've got these seven tools. We need to add an eighth one. We need to have a toolbox that this can all be put in and shipped together as one. Do you all have an American-made toolbox?
Yeah, we can help you out there. There's a few made, and it reminds me of the tackle box, whatnot. A lot of injection molding, Romney, is made here, so we can help you put that together and make a nice package for you if you want a kit. I think you mentioned you might sell individual. I think it's an awesome idea to have this gift box because a lot of people like it. You know, I've been on World News a bunch of times, and you know, it was $3.44 if every person spent, you'd create 10,000 jobs, or $64 a year, however you look at it. And these were by economists, these numbers. People have a lot of power. Consumers have more power than anybody in this country. And if they believe in this and do their part, nicely asked, we need more Made in America products. It was a 35-year mistake. It's going to take years to bring it back. But the consumer has to ask for it and want to.
Mark Andahl, MadeInAmericaStore.com.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.